Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Testing, testing, testing. Your mic's not even on yet.
Testing, testing, testing.
Okay, yeah, I need to. All right, Court.
Testing, testing, testing.
Ooh, Court's mic is so low.
Ha ha!
Oh, there it is. There it is. No, it's high. Okay. Guys, Melissa, you brought up something during the show today.
I did.
Really irked me.
I know. And I was actually glad that you hadn't seen this yet, because it was really pretty new news. It was about Netflix, and Netflix not only has been raising their prices pretty consistently.
Yeah.
They are now going to start having ads and commercials.
What? Like, get out of here, Netflix. Get out of here.
Now, I will say I haven't seen the details. I don't know if it's going to be one, like before a movie starts, or if they're going to be multiples during a show or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's happening.
This is like when Hulu used to have no ads. Then they added ads.
Then they
said, if you want to pay for Hulu, then you get it ad free. Then they said, everyone's getting ads regardless, even if you pay for Hulu. Yes.
I pay the bundle. So I get the Hulu, the Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. And so I always figured, oh, I got the lower end.
Yeah, no, Hulu no longer. I'm pretty sure. I'm like 97% sure has no, like, there's no tier where you won't get ads. Like, you will get ads if you.
Now, I am curious, because I don't know yet if Netflix will offer the, hey, if you don't want commercials, this is the now new price for commercial free.
Right. If they'll do like a tiered program.
Yep.
Gosh, Netflix, don't stop sucking. Like,
but they're all sucking.
They're all sucking our wallets.
Mm-hmm. Just like cable started to do. And that's why everybody dropped cable.
And now it's getting back where we're going to get cable again.
Yeah.
Everything is coming full circle.
If I'm cable, I'm going, like, I'm
they have to adapt.
I'm finding a way to get the people that are like us right now that are fed up with the streaming services, finding a way to get them back somehow.
Here's the problem. The shows that you want to watch are on those streaming services.
I know.
So even if you go back to cable, you're still not going to get your, for example, Ozark. You're not going to get your Ted Lasso's. You're not, you know, anything. You're watching Reverence right now.
There are cable programs, Severance. Yes, there are cable programs though, or that have on demand.
Well, yeah, right. So if you buy Xfinity, I think you then get Peacock, which has The Office.
So like I play into those type of things.
But what if you want all these other shows that are on all these other streaming services?
The streaming service I love the most is HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything I can get on HBO Max, I can get on
cable.
HBO.
Right, which is on cable.
Right, which is then, yes.
Right.
So
totally.
I can just pay a little bit more. So if I'm a cable company, I'm slashing my prices on the premium HBO subscription. Cut that down. Get people, lure them back. Say, hey, look, oh, you want HBO Max? We've got HBO here with the cable.
Started doing that. Like, and hey, channels. Buy our cable and it comes with HBO Max now.
But forget Hulu has live sports.
Year, though. That'll be like a 6 months or a year. And then they start really charging.
Well, yeah. And then they're going to have to do something about that. But instead of Hulu has live sports, hey, live TV has live sports.
Oh, man. Now you're going to take away Baker's other income?
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Sorry, man.
It's just getting very difficult to watch all the shows that you want to watch.
Yes.
And all the different places that you have to go to get it. And now adding more commercials to it and adding the idea that the prices are going up. It's getting very expensive.
I've got it.
You've got the answer to solve this problem?
I've got the answer to solve this problem.
What is it?
Just stop tweeting and posting on Facebook or whatever about the shows you're watching.
Yeah, right.
If we just all keep it to ourselves and stop talking about what we're watching on TV right now, because no joke, what are you watching right now is the new, how about this weather? It is the new conversation starter. It's our go-to in society these days. So if we just eliminate that from our vernacular, then we're pretty much eliminating the fact of what's popular. You know, I would not be watching Severance right now had I not have seen everybody tweeting about it this past weekend.
Really?
I know. Yes. I follow Ben Stiller, and that's all he's been talking about. That right. And the Knicks. So yeah. I'd rather watch Severance.
So I would not be watching it. So then I wouldn't need Apple TV Plus, right? So I think we just keep it to. If I'm Elon Musk and I'm buying Twitter, first rule: no talking about Fight Club. Second rule, no talking about TV shows.
Okay, then what are we going to go back? What are we going to revert back to? The weather.
We got to go back to the weather.
Let's talk about the weather.
The weather's at the most extreme conditions it's ever been in the history of the human race. Mm-hmm. So why aren't we talking about the weather? The weather's over here like, look, I've got tornadoes in the middle of December.
Do you know why? Because that's depressing.
Oh, I just watched.
It is depressing. And because like we know there's no going back.
Yeah.
You know, like once you pop, the fun don't stop, especially with the weather.
I just watched Don't Look Up on HBO Max, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
There you go.
Don't Look Up.
Oh, and then I watched The Day After Tomorrow on Netflix.
Yeah,
and it's the same kind of thing.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying I don't think I could go without my streaming service
or talking about what he's watching. It's tough. I get it. Like it's, oh man.
But to answer an earlier question, I would pay more to get no ads on Netflix.
How much more? There's always
five a month.
Always a cap.
Okay, so we're looking at $25 because Netflix is talking about raising their subscription to 20 a month.
Raising it by 20?
No, rate it 220.
From 12?
220 a month, yeah.
For no ads?
No, you just were saying you would add $5?
Yeah.
So you would be at 25 for no ads. 20 is just the base Netflix account.
Yeah. Where's your cap where you're like, enough is enough, I'm not doing it?
I don't know, to be honest, I avoid Hulu because of the ads. And they're also like way louder than the programming, so it's impossible to fall asleep
worst.
To.
Why is
like
it so
the oldest
loud?
Trick in the book.
Yeah, it's illegal.
It's
first
like
of all.
It's
it is
like,
illegal, and it's the oldest trick in the book to get your attention.
But it's like one or two clicks I get, it jumps like 10 clicks.
Yeah, it's hi, I'm Hulu programming.
And I'm Hulu commercials. It's unbearable. So I mean, you say 25, I probably would pay it for Netflix. So
you watch that many shows?
Yeah.
I actually watch a lot.
I know. I'm trying to think. Like, I can't shame him for that. I watch a ton too.
Out of all the streaming services, what do we let's list them? Amazon Prime, Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN,
HBO Max.
We've got
Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus and Netflix. Are we missing any?
I mean, Tubi and
Tubi,
well,
Peacock.
These are the big ones.
Peacock, Paramount Plus.
Which one would you keep?
Ooh, which one's the goat?
The only
F, Mary, Kill?
The one that for no matter what, you would never give it up. Which streaming service would you say, I will never give it up?
I can instantly narrow it down to either HBO Max or Netflix. HBO Max has Curb. Netflix has Seinfeld.
Ooh.
Those are the two I haven't narrowed down to as well.
Netflix annoys me.
Why?
So, I just because of when they do crap like this. Like, they're so big.
But they're all overcharging,
and they just throw money around at new, making original content, which is great because they do make great content, but they throw money around, but then...
But look, they have a lot to choose from.
But when they're throwing that much money around, what does that mean?
They need to raise prices.
That means we're going to be paying for it. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going HBO Max.
Really?
Just because of how, like... Look,
can I ask you how
Netflix,
much it is?
Netflix is, oh, here we go, here we go. Netflix is the Miss America model. Like, she's, you know, she's competed in beauty pageants her whole life. Everyone knows she's the prettiest girl in the room.
I like this analogy already.
But she also knows she's the prettiest girl in the room. Give me the girl next door, HBO Max. Not as hot, not as stunningly drop-dead gorgeous, but a better personality and does not annoy the crap out of me and wouldn't be high maintenance. Give me HBO Max.
How much is HBO Max a month?
I bundle it, so I'm
think
not
it's,
sure.
I think it's eight or nine. It's not expensive.
Ooh, because that makes a difference.
It's very cheap.
That's definitely Girl Next Door.
Yeah, right?
Definitely
right?
Girl Next Door.
And pair of overalls. You know, she's the kind of one, like when she lets her ponytail down, all of a sudden she's hot. You're like, that was behind that the whole time? She takes the glasses
like
off?
Like the main character in a 90s movie?
Yes. Yeah, She's All That. HBO Max is the girl from She's All That.
All right. So I think we Lainey? Are all on the same page that we're down to HBO Max and we're down to Netflix. And now we have to narrow it down to one. You have
Gun to my head right now.
Gun to your head.
I'd probably keep Netflix because I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld, Stranger Things. And I want to say seasons... until the recent one of Walking Dead are on there. So lately, this week, my answer would be Netflix. If you asked again next week, it would probably be different.
I'm getting rid of HBO and I'm keeping Netflix.
You are?
I'm going with the hot girl.
Wait, were you asking us because you're actually going to do this?
I may.
No, you won't.
All right. I'm considering. All right.
No.
Oh,
I would rather go down to like two meals a day than get rid of the streaming service.
Let's be honest. We have an easier time cutting weight than we do cutting our streaming services.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll cut my gym membership before I get rid of
it. Yeah, right. Like, how many times do we talk about, like, oh, we're going to go, let's go work out. Let's go work out today.
I think okay. I say it every, I come prepared every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a pair of sneakers in your producer's booth.
I come prepared. I have other clothes here, too.
Oh, you do?
I have gym shoes. And then it's like, oh, we had a long day. I need to just go home.
Yeah.
Or I'll have a salad instead of working out tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing, right? Yeah. Burning calories. That's what we say about streaming service. Like, man, I really need to cut this. But then at the end of the day, we never cut it.
Wow.
I still have cable. I'm paying for cable for live sports.
I'm still paying for cable, too.
And that's like literally it.
I cannot get rid of cable. And it really is the live sport tax.
Well, aspect. And you get it kind of bundled with the internet. So you get a, you know, some kind of a deal. And a home phone. But
right.
You guys are paying out the wazoo.
We had a home phone up until a couple of years ago. Actually,
how many years?
Up until we moved to Chicago. We had one in St. Louis.
What?
That worked?
Yeah.
That worked.
So my wife needed one for work, but she was never on it.
So in an emergency, they wanted to be able to get a hold of her.
I guess. The bat phone. Oh, that's why it was shaped like a bat. Yeah. But I think we were the last ones in America with a landline.
Did it still have a cord?
No, it was the handheld receiver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. That would have been great, though.
Was it a dial?
And
it
hang on the
Did
wall?
It a dial?
Yeah. Yeah, it's rotary. Rotary. Have you guys ever had a rotary phone?
My mom has one.
My grandparents did at one point.
We had
my
one
mom
growing up.
Give up her rotary phone. She thinks it's the cutest thing she's ever seen.
My friends
are vintage.
They're so
vintage
cool. Cute. My friends would come over and be like, I need to call home. How do I dial? And I'm like, let me show you.
Well, I imagine it'd be pretty annoying if an emergency. Somebody's in the house.
Yeah. Nine and nine is literally like the last one. So you have to go all the way around the horn and then.
And you're not making it.
Yeah.
That call's
you're sorry,
not
you're dead.
Through.
You're yeah. dead. That's probably why they got rid of the rotary phone.
You're dead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.